And joining me, I've got Levi from Canby. How are you doing, Levi?
Good.
Good. So are you an officer in your current chapter? And if so, what office?
Yes, I am. I am the treasurer.
Okay. And my first question is about the National FFA Convention. If you would have attended, were you receiving any special awards, participating in any judging with team competitions or anything with like convention band or choir?
No, I was just going for the experience.
Just going for the experience. Well, I feel for everybody that this has just been a really just weird year with COVID-19. And I talked with Megan and Ryder, and they talked to me a little bit about how their chapter is doing a lot of stuff virtually. Did you want to elaborate a little bit upon that with what's happening with FFA as far as virtual initiatives are concerned?
Yeah, I'm going to probably participate in the farm management part of the virtual competition.
And what does that entail?
Just how to manage a farm and the business aspect.
Okay, that's cool. What chapter projects or events have you participated in locally this past year?
We had FFA week, and that was going to be in the FFA petting zoo.
And do you have an SAE project, perchance?
No, I don't.
Okay. What other school activities or sports are you currently involved in?
None.
None? Okay. So what other national, state, or local awards in FFA have you received in the past?
None.
None. Well, hey, you know, it sounds like, you know, the year's just starting out and there's a lot of opportunity in there for you this year. So does your chapter have anyone receiving a special award at this national convention?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, like I said, the year is still young and it's going to be interesting to see how things go moving forward. And I want to thank you, Levi, for taking a minute to reach out with us and talk with me about your involvement with Canby FFA. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.